Once upon a time, the Spey was navigated by coracles, or currachs, rafts of logs floated down to the shipyards in Spey Bay. By booking with Spirit of the Spey, you have a chance to follow in their footsteps, though in a Canadian canoe rather than a coracle. The river is ideal for canoe tourism, since it passes through some of the most stunning Highland scenery, from the Cairngorms National Park north to the Murray Firth. It's a gentle way to travel, for the most part. There are a few slightly tougher sections, but nothing these boats can't handle. Being in the water means you get close encounters with wildlife, as well as unique opportunities to gain a deep insight into Speyside malt whiskies, with exclusive tours of the distilleries that line its banks. Founder Dave Craig set up the business 18 years ago in 2000, but he fell in love with the river long before.
I first paddled the Spey in 1964, when I was an impressionable teenager, and I often liken, I know one's got to be careful with genders these days and how one categorises things, but I've always seen the Spey as a very beautiful woman, and I fell in love with her when I was 14, and I think I go as far as to say I'm still in love with her now. And I think I probably just wanted to share this wonderful river with people. So I founded Spirit of the Spey, and I called it that because my clients tell me I elicit a spirit from the river by the stories I tell. And then it tied in. People thought I called it Spirit of the Sea because of the whisky industry, but in fact it's almost the other way around. I formed Spirit of the Spey, and then the whisky came as a second thing, really.
So what's your own background?
Well, I was brought up in Stonehaven, and that's probably part of my background, because we had a brilliant sea cadet unit, and we did a lot of boat work with them.
So you're very familiar with the water? And
yes, I mean, I'm in my element in the water. And then we had a very good local community worker who said, well, you guys like boating, how do you fancy doing some kayaking? So my original background was kayaking, and then I went to America in 73 and fell in love with the big boats. And so my
Canadian canoes,
yes. And so that's what my trips are in now. And they're great for the Spey because you can load them up with our barrels and bags and so on. And I did start off doing camping ones, whereas now it's evolved into most of my trips are now staying in hotels en route. Because if you take someone into a nice warm distillery tasting room, it's very hard then to take them out of there to take them into a kind of a dampish tent each evening. So, and there are some lovely accommodations along the Spey that we now use each evening.
If somebody books with you during the year, what do they get?
They get a unique experience. They get to know Speyside very well. They experience the lovely scenery of Speyside. You can get up close and personal with wildlife because, you know, we're passing very quietly in the boats. The bird life on the Spey with things like dippers and herons and ospreys is very rich. Deer sometimes come out to the river to drink. But we are passing distilleries and then we visit distilleries. So I always make it quite clear we paddle first, then do the whisky. So we paddle in the mornings and then we visit distilleries that people want to in the afternoon. But then again, sometimes people don't want to do that. They might just want to paddle the river. And there's so much happening on the Spey. They meet the people, they meet the gillies that are fishing on the river as well, and then end up staying in a nice, comfy hotel.
You say you're using Canadian canoes. Now, I've been trained in those in the past and know there are different kinds of canoe depending on the kind of water. Mm. So what kind of canoes are you using? Are they for the relatively slow-moving?
The canoes move at the speed of the river, plus the paddling effort of the client. So, you know, they're very standard. The boat I use mostly is a traditional design called a Prospector. I try to buy British canoes, so I tend to use British-made canoes, and they're all about between 15 and 16 feet long, and they're just standard open canoes. And I use them because they're the best to pack up. You know, you can pack the barrels and the bags into them. Yes, they're ideal, and they're very stable. I always say to my clients that capsize is not beyond the realms of possibility, but at the same time, if people do capsize, we always got spare clothes and so on. But for me, there's a better boat to use for the sort of thing I'm doing over kayaks, because with kayaks, then you're really pretty limited in how much you can carry.
Only that, it's a one-person boat as opposed to the canoes, which can take, well, certainly two.
Yes, well, I mean, you get some double kayaks as well, but it's more the space thing and the ability to store and carry things. And also people are more comfy in the open boats because you can kneel or you can sit, you can even stand up, you can stretch your legs en route, you know, not necessarily in the middle of a rapid, but certainly in the pools you can move around and that sort of thing. So yes, they're very versatile.
I can't help but wonder if your tours can be affected by the Spey goes into spate from time to time.
Yes. I've only cancelled, I think, in my entire career of being in the space since the 60s, about two tours. Or we've changed the venue. So, for example, I think the blatant example of that would be that we actually paddled on the week of Hurricane Bertha, which I'm sure people remember from about 3-4 years ago. And instead of, say, doing the section that would normally start from, say, Loch Inch down to Aviemore, we actually went upstream to Laggan, because I knew the river was spilling out there onto the big kind of moorland areas there, and it was very friendly. It was a very different experience, and one has to be careful, but in a way the Spey is almost easier when the river is that wee bit higher, not necessarily when it's a really huge spate, but a lot of the rocks disappear, a lot of the trees disappear, the river becomes wider, so actually it can be easier when the river is higher.
You talked about the fact that this started off as the spirit of the river, but since then the spirit, the distilled spirit, if you like, has become a significant part of the tour.
Yes, indeed, and I'm very privileged to have now connections with a lot of the distillers, and as I say, I really consider them to be my trading partners. And I think there was a suspicion of this new boy in the block that came along plying canoe trips and saying he knew about whisky, and over the piece I have become established, I think, as someone who does, I wouldn't quite maybe put myself in as an authority in whisky, but certainly I know a lot about the industry now and have connection with the industry. But yes, it started off a spirit of the Spey because of the stories, and now it's evolved into being a whisky-based thing as well. So the play in words has worked.
So the stories are about the history, perhaps, of the where whisky came from, the stories behind the distilleries themselves.
There is that, but I mean, the Spey has got such a rich heritage, so the stories that I originally told were perhaps less about the whisky and so on, and still predominantly it's about the history, the culture, the people of the river. And yes, it's historically rich, so I think the social and the natural history of the river is very much part of the stories as well, so it's very much a history thing. And in some ways, the whisky is still an important part of what I do, but it's still secondary.
Presumably, this is the sort of thing which is a spring, summer, autumn tour.
Yes, I mean, we start on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of April, and then I'll run right through into October. I used to shy away from doing them later on in the year, but October's actually a wonderful month to be on the river, because you've got a really fantastic clarity in the air, you've got all the colours on the mixed deciduous trees along the riverbank, and so any time of the year is beautiful being on the Spey. And I do some work during the winter, and as long as people have got the right clothing, I mean, it's the usual Billy Connolly thing, it's not bad weather, it's just the wrong clothing. And if you've got the right clothing, you can actually paddle almost any time of the year. But yes, predominantly my trips, my journeys, do extend from probably late March through to mid to late October.
He freely admits that from £500 a head, these tours are exclusive. But what you get is something special, something unique, something memorable, with memories that will last a lifetime.